This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends. I just am so privileged to be with you this afternoon and so looking forward to spending the next hour with you this afternoon. I'm Renette Marburg on Rise. And yes, we are actually in a very, very good position at the moment. We have been, from the 8th of July, standing independently on our own. So I want to encourage you to please, please come and support our station in whatever way you can. And you are welcome to contribute in any way or contact us via WhatsApp on 081-729-1657. All you need to do is SOS and type in SOS, your name and the amount. And it's as easy as that, and we'll get back to you and we will come and tell you all about our banking details and, you know, how we can communicate with you after that. But right now, we are going to have a very interesting program. We're going to have a lovely ministry program today. Today we have a very special guest with us today. His name is Terence van Diemen, and he's in management at the Boston City campus based in Stellenbosch. But he has got a heart for ministry. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's been married, and he's got a beautiful wife and a son, an adopted daughter, a daughter-in-law, and a grandchild. Mm-hmm. But his main focus is, I love the scripture that you've based your life on, is Romans 1 verse 1, being a slave of Jesus Christ, chosen by him, and you are definitely gifted and sold out for him, and you've been chosen by God to teach and preach his good news. So Terence, thank you for joining us this afternoon and taking some time out of your busy schedule. So we're really looking forward to what you're going to give us this message this afternoon about servanthood and about gratitude. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to just take a music break quite right now, and we're going to join Terence straight after this. Good afternoon, family friends. And yes, we are on my program called Rise, and I'm Renette Marburg, and I have Terence van Diemen in the studio with us this afternoon. He's from Boston City Campus. But this afternoon, we are going to concentrate on, actually have a beautiful ministry program, because, you know, we are living in such unprecedented times and perilous times, and we get so shaken by everything. But there is a way to navigate our lives in this time and be strong. And Terence is going to really share with us this afternoon about servanthood and gratitude, and that we can, through all that, we can actually make it. And, you know, and this is where God just brings us back to him in his presence to give us security and safety. And I think you're going to cover all that this afternoon. So I'm really looking forward to this message. So please stay with us as Terence shares this with us. And you have come out of a place of absolutely serving the Lord with your whole heart and living in complete gratitude. So Terence, just share us with us that journey.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you, Renette, for this opportunity, and obviously the executive of this radio station. Praise God. A radio station for souls. And I'm so glad to be here this afternoon.
Thank you.
If you had to ask me that question, and it, you know what that question goes with, if you ask me what's my five-year plan, I would say to you, I have no idea. Because I can't tell you what's going to happen with God. A different case. And if you had to ask me that question 20 years ago about servanthood, I would also not be able to answer you on that one. Mm-hmm. So where I'm sitting now, I've experienced that servanthood is close to God's heart. But then also, the servanthood not only goes with being a servant, and sometimes we need to look at the context of servanthood. It is not cleaning the toilets of the church. It is not, you know, carrying the water for the pastor or do things in the church. That's not servanthood on its own. So servanthood is much deeper than that. Mm-hmm. And servanthood for me and what I've experienced is something of dedication. And it is a way of worshiping, trusting, and obeying.
Yes.
So those three things are very fundamental, important things for me as a Christian. Now, I've given you a scripture that defines my life, and Paul gives that scripture in Romans 1, verse 1, and he says that I am Paul, and I can say this often, I am Terence, and I am a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's the one who called me. He's the one that is my redeemer. He's the one that saved me. He's the ultimate master of my life. So Jesus Christ is my master, and I am his servant. So he's big and cool. I have to be there at all times. And we find it difficult in this time because we just can't seem to grasp the concept of, is it the Lord telling me or is it somebody else telling me? And I've discovered that servanthood has got to do with asking my master what to do.
Mm.
It is not waiting.
That's relationship.
Exactly. Not asking or not waiting on the Lord to tell me, but rather ask him, what can I do for him? And when he sees that our relationship works that way, God can send you in different directions, in directions which you would not even think of going into. So that for me, you know, just summarizes how servanthood is so much, so much important for me in my daily life, my walk with the Lord, and obviously depending on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. And now just give me sort of examples of, you know, when did this revelation come, mm-hmm. you know, and when did you actually feel that this shift, and what has been the outcome, you know, what has been the outcome on your mm-hmm. on your daily walk? Mm-hmm. You know, what have you experienced?
Well, my experiences has all got to do with the Word of God, the written Word of God. So there's this one event, and I can tell you about that.
Yes, please share.
Is in Genesis 24, and it's a well-known scripture for many, and maybe somebody might just hear it for the very first time, but that is my guideline. And servanthood, I saw servanthood as a relationship with a master, and what came out of there was, if the master did not trust the servant, we would not have been here today.
Mm.
And this is the servant of Abram, where he gave him an instruction. And he says, go into my country where I used to live, to my family, my relatives. And he says, go and find a son or a wife for my son. And the servant tried to negotiate otherwise, yet he went on his way. And he traveled quite a long time to get to the place. And when he found himself there, he says to himself, I cannot do this on my own. I need to ask the God of my master, Abram.
Sure.
And when he did that, he then found himself in a very successful position because now he acknowledges the God of his master and things came about. That's how I placed my life then. My master is Jesus Christ. And when God sees my relationship with Jesus Christ is in good condition, the master then speaks unto the God and things will work out for you. So it's not about waiting on Jesus. It's about asking, what can I do? And that's the focus of my life.
Yes. And understand the whole process is going up to him first and mm. then the plans and the purposes will follow.
Yes.
So your heart is totally sold out for him. Mm. And how do you relay that to your family, to your business, to your work? You know, obviously you have just that, you know, encompasses everything. So, you know, how does your day start?
My day starts with with speaking to my master. So I've got to, you know, when I open my eyes in the morning, that's the first thing I do. I've got, praise God, I've got a prayer room. It's also my study, and that's where I seclude myself for at least an hour in the morning. So I need to present myself to my master, because now I'm starting the job. You know, it's a new day starting the job, and I need to now place myself before my master. And that's how I go through the day or start the day. The way of making your master look good is by doing and living the right way according to what the word says. Now, I know it's difficult. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah, because especially men, they compartmentalize.
Exactly.
So one person at home, another person at work, another person at church.
Yeah. So I try to be the same person across the board. You know, when it comes to business, it's totally different, because you need to be assertive in some cases, and sometimes you need to show empathy and all of those things. So the way of living according to the word is fundamentally important for each and every Christian out there. And that is what I do on a daily basis, is to just live the way Jesus lived. He gives us practical examples of how he lived. And if we can just place ourselves in his feet, we can then capture that scripture and says that you will do greater things than what I do.
Yes.
So I can just do the minimum of what my master says I must do, you know, the other things will just be added to it. But living the way we talk must be right. The living the way we walk must be right. And how we serve our people, that's also a different case. So I'm in a position of preaching the Word of God. I'm also in a position of teaching the Word of God, the written Word of God. And that, you know, doing all those things, it's important for me to be in the right position with Jesus.
So, you know, even in the workplace, so how do you function? You know, a person doesn't go around Bible punching, but there is certain criteria that just exudes from one that is follow Jesus Christ. So how do you maintain that? Because again, as you say, work is different, you know.
Totally different. So I need to assess what happens in the office. And normally that's a case of individuality. I don't go out there and say, okay, now we stop working and we're praying. Because most of my workers, praise God, they are actually saved people. So it makes it easier. But yeah, I don't go there Bible punching and, you know, you don't do this, you don't do that. This is not scriptural and all those things. I need to maintain my way of living, you know, in serving must be exactly the same. But then also when I see something going wrong, I address it in a different way and the way it's supposed to be done. There's no shouting, there's no you know, pulling down and all of those kind of things. So I kind of try to do it as human and as professional at all times.
Yes.
And just keep my cool. You know, we need to practice those fruits,
to anger.
Those fruits of the Spirit. And and sometimes, you know, it really doesn't work. But it, you know, as my way of dealing with things is let it flare up and let it die down. And then I tackle the moment. So the issue will only be done or tackled with or dealt with after it actually settles. And that's just what the Bible teaches us, you know, be very slow to speak and let the mind first cultivate how your actions will be after.
I came across one of my guests also, you know, what he coaches in his life coaching seminars is to do the 78 hours. 78 hours, yeah. Even on any level, if it's now home, relational, so that everything, as you said, peaks, comes down, rethink, revisit, ask the Lord, and then come and revisit the problem. So you perfectly 100% right. But, you know, I just want to encourage you, family and friends, you know, we're really needing your support right now. We have been brave and it's been a really incredible, exciting journey that we are on. Cape Pulpit is now going to be standing on our own. And we as presenters and a team that is so behind what we are doing, we are sold out for Jesus. And all we want to do is put the gospel out there so that you can enjoy our programs and that you can really come to us and sit around the table with us and enjoy our amazing guests that we have. I mean, we've really got next level. We are so privileged and honored by the guests that we have in studios, in all our programming. And, you know, we really are 100% a Christian community station. And I learned something the other day. We're not just a community station with Christian values that one of my our technical manager just shared with me. And I thought, sure, I forgot. I didn't realize that there was such a big difference. But we are Christian community station, fully fledged with Christian beliefs. So I just want to encourage you, please keep us, keep the gospel message alive. Our treasured Christian community station needs your support to sustain its important work. Your donation ensures we keep sharing God's word and enriching our local communities. Let's unite to support our station and preserve the airways of hope and love. Donate today and illuminate the path that keeps our station strong. So you're welcome to WhatsApp to 081-729-1657, SOS, your name and the amount. You will receive the banking details. If it's the first time that you send a message to our line, you will receive a POPIA declaration so that Cape Pulpit can comply with legislation. Also follow this link, https://capepulpit.co.za/sos/, to make your donation easy with a choice of platforms, PayFast, SnapScan, Apple Pay, and more. But you're also welcome just to WhatsApp us and we can assist you wherever we can. And if you are currently a partner with us and you would like to change it to Cape Pulpit's banking details, that will be wonderful if you are in the Cape and the Western Cape. But we just want to encourage you to come become a media missionary with us, as we can go where nobody else can go. At 3 Amen. O'clock in the morning, we can be there for you. At, you know, in a prison, in a paraplegic home, we can go where you cannot go. And sometimes in, you know, big areas like, you know, where there are farms and they cannot get to church every week, we are their church. So I just want to encourage you, please keep us on air, help us keep us on air as we are going into a very exciting time. But at the end of the day, the gospel is for free, but the operations aren't. Yes. So we would like to encourage you. But we're going to play out with a music track and we will join you straight after that with Terence van Diemen. Thank you for being with us. So far, if you've just joined us, I have Terence van Diemen in the studio with us this afternoon. He is in management at the Boston City campus, but he's got a heart for Jesus and he's totally sold out, and he is also totally dedicated to teaching and preaching God's good news. So Terence, you know, we were talking about the Father's heart on servanthood. And you really gave us some really important factors this morning. But just share with us what servanthood actually looks like, because, you know, we have, it's not a normally a topic that we normally preach about or discuss. And that is why, you know, my program, we normally go where nobody else really goes. And that is why I'm having Terrence on the program, my program this afternoon, because he's got a complete new take on the relationship that he has with Abba Father to understand what servanthood is. And we think serving is just all the doing God's good work, but there is a relational take on that relationship with Abba Father.
Yeah, I mean, thanks so much, Annette, again, for this opportunity. You know, when it comes to servanthood, I have to say not many of our preachers deal with that, because nobody wants to be a servant, really. People would like to have a title and be called to that title. And, you know, if I'm a pastor, yes, please do that. Others any mulligate. But very little speak on servanthood. People would like to be served. And we get it wrong sometimes. And like I said in the beginning, that the Word of God is our guideline when it comes to servanthood. And it teaches us much about that, because Jesus came to serve in any case. And he even directs that to his disciples when he was on earth. So we are no longer, we're not exempted from that. So we need to be exactly like Jesus, because he actually tells us to be like him. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the book. The Bible is just full of those kind of things. And we just need to, you know, deeper into the written Word of God, so that we can find our niche when it comes to servanthood. So it is selfless. It is,
that's a lovely word.
It is obedience. Mm-hmm. It is trusting a master who's not present with you physically. Mm-hmm. Eleazar, well, that's what they called him at the time. Abram was present with him, and he could trust Abram. On our side now, and for myself, I trust a master I have not seen. Yet, I believe that he can do all things what he said. And that is something that I live by. Jesus was the most unreligious person that I know. He was just the man who did. He just did what he had to do. He came to establish the kingdom of God on earth, and yes, that's what he did. And that is what we need to do, and what I need to do as a person to, you know, get this relationship right with my master, and that's Jesus Christ. So servanthood is basically just setting yourself in motion for the service of the one who rules all things, the one who created all things.
Yes.
And being a servant of the Most High is the most prestigious position that you can find yourself in. It is the most amazing part of your life that nobody would be able to take away from you. Mm-hmm. So now, being the servant of the Most High, the Creator of earth and heaven, I would rather be there. I encourage people to be there in any case. Mm-hmm. So just to come back to when you read that little note on people pledging, you know,
yes.
It's radio stations like these that can take that message out to others who do not know and understand.
That's right.
And that's why, you know, God blesses you with finances, with abilities, with skills, with a gift. And giving it over to him, giving it back to him, is one of the forms of worship. Mm-hmm. Now, parting with the money that you have earned and give it back unto Jesus and, you know, give money or impart some of it into a pulpit. I mean, really, what's it to give, you know?
Yes, you can't outgive God.
Exactly, you know? So being the servant of the Most High and you know, showing that you are a servant, He will make sure that all the other things that needs to be added or needs to, you know, be put in place will come right.
Yes.
So as long as my servanthood is right with Him, my relationship is right with Him, then I should not have any issues.
It should just flow.
It should just
flow. Just flow. And as you said, I mean, just imagine, you know, it's like, you know, a king. And you the servant, and you're the closest to the most important person in your country. What a privilege and what an honor to be chosen, because we are chosen by Him. He chose us before we chose Him.
Exactly.
And that is so beautiful, because then we can do what, you know, and honor and worship. And I loved what you said earlier on about worship. It's a form of worship. And that is the closest thing to the Lord's heart is worship.
Exactly.
So when we worship Him and we come into His presence, and it's the greatest present for Him, because He's a gift to us and we're a gift to Him, and He just loves on us in that time. You know, Terrence, something that you've shared about the servanthood is so important, is actually submitting to it, and you're saying that you are a slave to Jesus Christ, and that is totally in love and sold out for Him.
I could go as far as saying I'm a bond slave of Him.
You are tied to His hips.
Yes, I'm actually tied to it, to the door of His heart.
Heart,
you know.
Oh,
so
yes.
I don't want to be anywhere else. I don't want to go anywhere else, but just to be close to Him about
Amen.
That. Yes.
And you know what I love about it? It is probably the most. You know, when He says, He's our refuge. Just come under His wing. And we're so nice and close to Him. It gives us such a blessed assurance and security. Where else would you want to be in today's world? Is to be completely not shaken by what we hear and see, but that we are so close to Him and that we can just honor Him and worship Him.
I think we live in exciting times. If we, you know, if you are saved and a child of God, it's exciting times, because then we know the Lord is coming very, very soon, you know.
Amen.
So it is selfless. It's worship. It's bowing down to Him. And that's how we can gratify God.
Amen.
By just bowing down. And, you know, with Radio Pulpit, guys, it is it's their dedication as a Christian community station. And they require your support to stay on its mission. You know, your donations will help us keep sharing God's word and making a meaningful impact on our local communities. Let's unite and hashtag support our station and keep the airways filled with the hope and love. Donate today. It's just that easy. And to be the light that keeps this radio station vibrant. You can watch up on 0817291657 and SOS your name and the amount that you would like to donate. We will receive the bank, you know, you can receive the banking details. And if you are the first time that you will be donating, they can send you a message on this line.
Yes.
And you will receive, obviously, a copy of declaration so that the CP can comply with legislations.
Yes, you got to stick to the rules.
That's very important. Yeah, no, so there's a link, obviously, https and kpulpit.co.za with /SOS. And to make your donations easier with a choice of a platform, which is PaySharp, PayFast, SnapScan, Apple Pay, and many, many more. That's a way you can pay. You know,
yes,
EFT as well. Yeah.
Yes, there's many ways to donate. So thank you so much for assisting us in that ask. You know, it is so important for just our guests as well, just to really, you know, just because they are here with us and we've already just honored having them here and privileged, you know, that they feel that they're also part of the family.
Yeah,
so this is a way that you can be part part of our family. This is the way that you can start really, you know, it's pure good soil. Mm. You know, I learned a very important thing about when God said it is good. Good. And I didn't realize, you know, this morning we shared in our prayer meeting this morning about the goodness of God. And we throw that word good around as so it's not much. But he said it is good. Amen. So I am going to use the word good with so much confidence, yeah. His confidence, yes. That God is good. God is good. There's so much weight behind that beautiful word. And it's a word that we just throw out there, but it's actually God's word, and he said it's good. So I just want to encourage you that please join us in keeping us on the airwaves. And as I said, the gospel is for free, but we at the end of the day, we've got operation costs that still need to be in place. Mm-hmm. So please join us on our support our station mission and become a media missionary. But we're going to play out with a song right now, and we will catch up with you straight after this. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And if you've just joined us this afternoon, we are in our last session for the afternoon, but it's going to be so exciting because we are going to talk about a beautiful topic. And we've got Terence van Diemen in our studio with us this afternoon, and he's just given us such an encouraging message on servanthood, and he's now going to talk about gratitude. And I think this is going to put a smile in our hearts, a smile on our dials, and we're going to just be walking out of this interview feeling encouraged and in love with the Lord, and when we actually understand how much we are so grateful for. So Terence just shares, what has the Lord shown you about gratitude? And we don't speak about this enough, and we don't share it. And that's why we're probably quite miserable at times, I think, because we don't know how to say thank you. Mm. And when, you know, we were talking about the goodness of God, and everything that he does is good. Mm. That's why we say good morning and good afternoon and good night, because the whole full day is good, and it's got substance and it's got value. So how do we have a good day?
A good day is by just thanking God for what he has done.
Amen.
We start it that way. We can end it that way. We can, during the day, we can go with good, 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 all the way.
All the way.
So, yeah. You know, it's just amazing word. It is a powerful word. It's a heavenly word.
Amen.
And that was obviously not directed by man, but God. Yes. So, yeah, everything is good. But, yeah, speaking about gratitude, and you know, I'm making I speak about this man, Eliezer Abraham's servant, and I base that on my life.
Mm-hmm.
He approaches God and he asks God, and because of his relationship with his master, God hears him.
Sure, because he's so close.
God can only act when we are in a very good relationship with his son.
Mm.
And sometimes we speak to God, but we have nothing to say about Jesus. So he can't answer you. So we have that cricket moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because he cannot speak to you because you are disobeying his son. We have to speak the truth. You know,
this is
what happened then. The servant asked, God came through, and he bows down and he thanks God and he praises the Lord for his unfailing love and faithfulness towards his master Abram. Now that makes me get the cringe.
Mm.
When the Lord comes through for me, when I've experienced a day that was not well taken,
mm-hmm.
when I go through things and God answers me, do I say, praise the Lord that you came through for me because of your son Jesus? the one I worship and praise? Is it, do I really mean when I say, do I bow down and reverence him and say thank, selflessly thanking him for what he has done? We don't do that. Maybe there are many people out there. This man was sitting and he says, praise the Lord, selflessly, for the unfailing love that you have for my master. God needs to see us having the love for our master so that he can provide that faithfulness that he gives, or that righteousness that he has imputed unto us because of Jesus Christ, to make thankfulness a living sacrifice on a daily basis. Because he comes through for us, any case, on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So every day I need to be thankful because I'm still alive. His breath is still in my lungs. He has kept me. It's not about things that came through in my life. It's not events that were successful. It's about just loving and thanking God. So God listens to a servant when he sees that relationship between his son and his child is good.
Mm.
And that is what gratitude is for me. It's just to thank God for that unfailing love that he has for me.
Yes.
That unfailing love that he shows towards his son. Mm. And I can bask in that same unfailing love.
Amen.
And righteousness.
Sure. That is loaded. And, you know, this is just what I absolutely love, is the fact that, when we're in gratitude, we're not asking for anything. Mm. We're just worshiping him. And it just fills our hearts and fills our love tank for him. And I just, whenever I start thanking, I forget what I don't have. I don't have a need.
Yeah.
I just know that he's going to meet it anyway. Yeah. Because there is so much of our blessings in the day, if we actually look at what we have and how God has carried us through difficult times, especially even in our nation right now, even in the world right now. Mm. I mean, over 70 countries have gone into elections and that. But we are God-fearing people, and I love the word reverence, because we need to get back to that reverence and holiness of having to serve him. So I really want to encourage you, family and friends, that this is the time. Count your blessings. And, you know, those old soulful songs, count your blessings one by one.
Yeah.
It is so precious. We grew up with those. And count your blessings in these times, that when we look at him and we stay focused on him and serve him. Mm. And, I mean, just think of the fact that when we serve him, he trusts us.
Correct.
You see, there's a trust and obedience relationship between us and him, that he can, as you say, God won't hear us if we didn't have that relationship with him. And we can only get to God via him. So to get through to Abba Father, we need a beautiful, clean, a pure, holy, sanctified relationship. Mm. And this is the time where we need to guard our hearts and that we stay pure. Doesn't matter what we hear, we cannot talk like the world. We've got to set ourselves apart. So, Terence, thank you for sharing this incredible word. You've just ignited my gratitude. Next level. I'm definitely going to concentrate on really spending time with the Lord and just thanking him for life.
Mm-hmm.
And, is there anything that you would like to share with us just before we end our session?
Yeah, again, I would like to urge people just to donate. It's important. You know, we're not begging, we're not asking, we're just saying, support, and support so that the word of God can go out. My desire is that people have a good relationship with Jesus Christ,
yes,
worship him, worship His word, trust His word, let it be on our mouths. Trust Him completely because He knows everything about ourselves. And then obviously just obey Him. You know, it's so easy. Just lastly, very quickly.
Please do.
If we have a good relationship with our Father on earth, you know, our earthly Father, we would go to our Father and we would say to Him, do you want anything from the shop? Whatever. Can I do something for you? And you do that specific thing. What the Father then does is He rewards you. Whichever way He will reward you, He will reward you.
Yes.
Because you came to Him, you asked Him to do something for Him. You do the task to the best of your ability.
Yes, with excellence.
He comes back to you and He says to you, well, you know, you did a good job. Here's your reward.
Amen.
That's our living. And just expect to go to God and go to your Master, Jesus, and ask, what can you do? You'll be amazed.
What can you do?
What can you do?
Not what you want, but what you can do.
Exactly.
I love that. It's
what
a perfect note to end on.
Amen.
What can we do for you, Jesus, in these times?
Mm.
We don't want anything from you. We want to do something for you.
That's it.
So, family and friends out there, I just want to encourage you, teach your family and your kids and your children and your grandchildren how to live in gratitude and how to worship God and to have an intimate relationship with Him. So I just want to say thank you, Terence, for being with us this afternoon. I think you've just sparked another, avenue of thinking again. It's a checklist on us, on our lives. Are we serving Him the way we should? Are we thanking Him and living in gratitude like we should? So it's really really done something for me as well. And just humbly, I'm just coming before you humbly, Lord, just get my heart back in line with you. So Terence, thank you for being with us, and may the Lord just continuously use you mightily for His glory and His kingdom. May you just go upwards and forwards from this day onwards, and that He can continuously reveal Himself to you so that you can go out there and teach and preach the gospel.
Amen.
In the marketplace, we need teachers and preachers in the marketplace as well. So you're perfectly positioned.
Thank you so much, Riley. I appreciate this time and the opportunity. Praise God. All God, glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So family and friends, and now it's time for us to say goodbye. And I just want you to go out there, have a wonderful, blessed week ahead, and may the Lord just be in your tomorrow, asking for wisdom and guidance in everything that you do, and stick to the rules, and goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.